Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Greek Mythology Short Stories Podcast. I'm Eric, and today's episode is going to be focused on books number 6 of the Iliad. There are 8 books in total, and they make up the epic poem. So, last episode we went into the 5th book, which mainly focused on a huge battle between the Greek and Trojan forces, with both sides showing signs of victory and defeat at times. We ended with the Greeks withstanding a massive Trojan push, and without further ado, let's get into today's episode. So the scene begins with on the battlefield, and fighting continues between the Achaeans and the Trojans. The Greeks have just defended against a Trojan push, so they march forward with confidence and they shred through many enemies. A seer tells Hector, who's the commander of the Trojan army, and Aeneas, another great commander fighting with the Trojans, to stand his ground and rally his troops. The seer also tells Hector to return to Troy and make sacrifices to Athena, hoping the goddess will pity them. One of the Trojan allies named Glaucus meets with Diomedes on the battlefield and they talk much. It turns out their ancestors knew each other and they parted as friends. Meanwhile, the sacrifice to Athena commenced, but Athena ignores the Trojans' prayers. Hector then goes to see his brother Paris and he berates him for being a coward on the battlefield. Paris agrees that Hector's words are harsh but fair and he says that he'll join Hector on the field again. Leaving Paris, Hector travels to find his wife and their baby son. His wife is scared Hector will be slain in the battle and that their child will be fatherless, but Hector tells her he must fight, so that Troy will not be completely destroyed. Hector then prays to the gods that his son will become a fearsome and strong warrior, then puts on his helmet and returns to the battlefield. Paris joins Hector and he sees him and the two brothers head forward into a scene of gruesome war and death. So, that's basically a short summary of the 6th book of the Iliad, and in the next episode I will delve into the book 7, so stay tuned. I have recently launched an economics podcast, and links to the episodes can be found on my Twitter page, so please check that out. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.